Malka?
Yasmin, come on. I'm going to have to mute because I keep coughing. This is the time of the day that it hits me the hardest.
I understand.
Okay. Brandy ought to be coming on in just a minute.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Did it pick up that other?
Brandela?
Hello?
He's not on yet.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not on yet, so. Hannah's on mute.
Okay, I'm fixing the mute because I got the AC on.
Okay.
Good evening, Hag Sameach.
Hag Sameach, this is Malka. Brandy's on mute and Hannah's on mute.
Okay. I'm starting to count the Omer every night around 7:10. And then I have to come upstairs. So I'm probably going to be a little bit longer like this time every evening. And I'll be ready to go in a few more minutes. So I'm going to leave the phone on mute for a few minutes, and then I'll come back on.
All right.
You said it's that little bitty number in the black, the PN something?
Is it PIN?
It just says it's PN. It's not the DC number then.
No, I'll try the PN number.
Okay.
But also, it should give you that internet connection like that Elevate. It should come up on your phone with another choice if it picks it up.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't tried it yet.
Oh.
I'm back. A little late, I apologize.
Okay.
We're starting with section 25 of Lexlex, huh? And we're on verse 241, unless somebody tells me otherwise. And you can unmute and let me know at verse or pasuk 241. And I'll say the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkin Te, Bidkilu, Urchimu, Udkilu, Udkilu, Urchimu. Le'akta, L'shem, Yudhe Bavate. The Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael. Libud Torah Mitzvah, Vasof Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneihu. Verse 241. Umal Ki Tzedek Da'alma Batra'a Melech Shalem Da'alma Ila'a De'ita Tar Chad Bechad La peruda terrain al min kahada riapilu al matata a kola hadmila e hu hotzio lechem viain di train elain bea lehu kohain le el elion mesha mesh Alma lakabel alma Wihu kohen da yamina le'el elyon Alma ila'a ugin kach ba'e Kachana levarka alma. The translation, and Malki Tzedek, literally the king of justice, can also be explained as a reference to the last world, namely the Nukva of Zerantin, and king of Shalem to the upper world, which is Bina. They adorn one another, meaning that the lower world was crowned by the upper world. They are inseparable, and the two worlds are as one. And even the lower world is entirely one with the upper world. Why? Because at that time, the Nukva of Zerantin rises to clothe Bina. Every lower grade that rises to an upper grade becomes completely like it. Therefore, these two worlds, which are the Nukva and Bina, become as if the same. Brought forth bread and wine indicates that both are included. Bread alludes to the light of chasadim from the right. Wine alludes to the illumination of chachma from the left. Therefore, he brought forth bread and wine to inform us that both of these illuminations exist now in Melchizedek, which is the secret of the Nukva, as she encloses Bina. And he was the priest of the Most High El, who served the world that corresponds to another world. And he was the priest of the Most High El means that the lower world serves the upper world with chasadim, because the priest is the right, referring to the light of chasadim in the Nukva. And the Most High El is the upper world, namely Bina. The priests, therefore, desire to bless the world. My commentary. This pasuk is related to what happens on Yom Kippur. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. The extensive comments by Rabbi Ashlag is necessary for us to understand the idea of Malchut in clothing Bina. This requires Malchut to become similar, a mathematical concept, to Bina. Zerantin, represented by the code word priest, is underneath the clothing, Malchut. Thus, Zerantin acts as a channel to Malchut to let this energy of Bina flow to Malchut. And this is hinted by the last sentence using the code words priest and desire to bless. Questions, comments, thoughts. And remember, I warned you, this is a very esoteric section.
My thoughts the whole time you were explaining that is that the priest is the Vav, channeling down the upper world to the lower world and rerouting it from the lower to the upper. Kind of like the Tiferet, sort of, bringing both sides or both worlds together. Also, I think I'm getting a better understanding of the clothing of the priest and why that is necessary. It's kind of like you can picture, you know, Malkut clothing Bina just as the priest has to clothe himself for installation type thing, you know, for all the energies that are going through him at that point of him serving in the Holy of Holies. And it seems like the further down the energy goes, the magnitude of it returning is just tremendous.
Very nicely said. I would just modify a little bit of your thoughts in that the priest is the highest sephirot. The priest is chesed. The priest channels the energy from Bina to Malchut. But the priest elevates or helps to elevate Malchut to Bina. And when Bina elevates to, when Malchut elevates to Bina, when the physical world elevates above the spiritual world, above Zeranpin to Bina, in order to do that, Malchut has to become Bina. It has to become a mirror image of it. And it clothes it, meaning it surrounds it, but it's also within Bina. Because in Bina there is a Hanoch ben Yaakov, just as there is in the physical world. And the Hanoch in Malchut has to become the clothing that Hanoch in Bina wears. And so we think in terms of enclosing, having Malchut enclose Bina, but it also has to integrate within Bina so that all of the component parts can be clothing. But the verse is also talking about how the priests want to bless, meaning that they have risen to the level of Bina, and they want to bring that energy down to the physical world. And that's where the priestly blessings come from. Those three verses that we say on Shabbat, many, many Shabbats. The Ashkenazis don't do it every Shabbat like the Sephardi do. But it's all about drawing the energy from Bina so that Malchut becomes exactly like Bina. And what is so special about Bina? It's the energy of serenity. It's the energy of completion. It's the energy of the organus. And so the more energy we draw into Malchut, the more like Bina Malchut becomes when that energy is used in a proper way. Are there any other questions or comments, thoughts? Can I go on to the next verse?
Yes, sir.
Verse 242. Tachatse birkan natel nateyel ay alma tata kadit harbar kahana rabakidain vayavar rachehu vayomar baruch avram le'el elyon Akehu vadai kegavna dabai tahana latata lekash lekara ishrin leva leva livracha. Excuse me. Hai dukta begindi itkasha, beyamina le itkashra, tirain almin kahad. The translation, come and see. This lower world, which is the nukva, receives blessings, which it is attached to when it is attached to the high priest. Namely to the right column of Bina that is called the high priest. Then, and blessed him means that after the Nukva had received the blessings from the high priest, she blessed Avram, as it is written. And he said, blessed be Avram of the Most High El, as it is surely so. The same applies to the priest below in this world. He should tie knots. Namely, to meditate, as it is explained here, so as to bless this place, namely the Nukva of Zeranpin, so that she may be attached to Chasadim of the right side of Bina. Thus, both worlds, the Nukva and Bina, are united as one. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. Notice the difference in the statement in Pasuk 241, the word priest, and the reference to the high priest statements in Pasuk 242. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I guess the high priest would be Abraham. Or... the priest, and it talked about the right column. So is the blessing is flowing through Hesed down through or up to the priest, the high priest, and then Bina is receiving the full energy from all the blessings, or we're receiving the blessing from Bina. Not quite sure knots, what knots mean. Is that just bound together, knot?
Yes, but knot means bound together.
Okay. So
and he does that in the meditations.
Right, okay.
So the energy is flowing from Chachma to Bina. And then it flows from Bina, so on the right column, it flows down to Zerantin, but through the right column of Zerantin.
Right.
So you have a high priest, which is the right column of Bina, and you have a regular priest, which is Chesed of Zerantin. And through that flow, it comes into Malchut.
Right.
And that's how the flow of energy comes down.
Right.
It's more complicated than that, and some of the verses and over time we'll learn more. But essentially, the code words that are being explained is whenever you see the word high priest, you're talking about the right column of Bina. Whenever you see the word priest, you're talking about the right column of Zerantin.
Okay.
And when you meditate on the Sephirot, on the Tree of Life, you are tying knots. You are bringing them together and unifying them. And that's why it's so important to meditate. You hear the famous adage, the Torah is a tree of life to those who hold on to it. What it's saying in coded language is the Torah is the tool to meditate and tie the knots to bring unity between all of the different sephirot. Because remember, we started in the endless world, and then we came down step by step to the physical world. We have to return from the physical back up to the spiritual. And how do we do that? Through meditation. Through the intertwining of the Hebrew letters. Through creating words out of the intertwined letters. By transforming the physical into the spiritual, so that it can be the clothing of the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I stress that you use the tools, but the tools are for the purpose of meditation, of learning to meditate, of practicing it. And we live in a generation where time is critical. Both time, because we're running close, soon the Mashiach will be here, if not today. And who has time to meditate? But if it takes just 5 minutes of meditation, meaning creating a space in your mind where you can manipulate and unify the various levels of energy. We're out of time, so.
So is tonight, or today, the third day of Omer? Today, the third?
Well, we don't say that because we don't want to say the number three until we've counted it. So yesterday evening is the second, is the way you would ask the question.
Okay.
What day of the Omer it is, and the answer is always the day before. So yesterday was the second day. And we will count the Omer as a community in our 9 o'clock class for you and the 7 o'clock class for the West Coast.
Okay.
The only reason I don't include you in the community that I'm counting like I did earlier today, I could include that by calling into the conference call, but it's too early for the West Coast and for Central Time. It's not an appropriate energy to be counting in, but we will do it every night in the 7 o'clock class.
All right.
And we'll, it's not a long period, but it can take 20-25 minutes, and then we will go forward with the actual class itself.
Okay.
And are we gonna have class tomorrow morning?
Yes, this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we have classes where we're reading the Torah. Friday is a holiday, so we won't be having class in the morning. And Saturday Shabbat is a holiday as well. It's the eighth day of Passover. So from Thursday night, actually, we probably won't have class Thursday night because it's really part of the holiday on Friday. But come Sunday morning will be our class.
So just you had a class of...
Go ahead.
You had a class this morning?
Yes, we had a class this morning. I read the Torah. I read the various Torah portions that apply to each day of Chol HaMoed.
Okay. And that's at 9, right?
That's at 9 your time, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And you all have a good evening, and hopefully you'll be on the later class tonight. We can count together.
Okay.
Shalom.
Shalom.